Tara Lee in-house for Chamber Chat this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah,
happy
nice
Wednesday.
Hey, man.
You know, I'm happy to deliver a Chamber of Commerce day today.
Yeah,
it's been
to
a little chilly. So, I mean, it's been a good winter, but, you know,
yeah.
Happy 50-degree day.
Yeah, we'll take it for sure. Would you like to introduce your guest?
Absolutely. It is a voice that's very familiar to the Fremont area. I have Jessica Coulterman with Lincoln Premium Poultry in with me this morning.
Good morning,
Jessica.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Always happy to be
here. She's bright in her yellow today, too, so
she's
bringing the sunshine.
Yeah. Well, that's the way they know her when she walks into the plant. Here comes the lady in the yellow.
That's my yellow
pink
coat.
Pink hat, usually, right?
Pink hat, yellow coat. Yeah.
I know you'll later this month, we're going to be celebrating some ag people, right?
Yes, sir. On March 21st, it is our Excellence in Agriculture Awards luncheon. And I think LPP is a past winner of some awards there, but actually one of their businesses that they do a lot of work with.
Yeah, one of our partners is the Ag Innovator of the Year this year, and we're super excited for them. They got their notice, and so they're in our building all the time. So they actually got their notice and then came running over to my desk like, hey, did you know about this? You know, which is really cool. It's Fremont Automation, and it's a great story in their partnership with us. So when they heard we were coming to Fremont, they, I guess, sent like a cold call kind of email, mm-hmm. You know, to some Costco people that said, we invent equipment and specialize in things that nobody else has done. And we try to fill in gaps in processing systems and things like that. And so Costco said to them, well, we have this one machine that no one's invented. Good luck, you know, try to do that. And they did.
So what is the, what did they invent? What
the
was the machine?
The machine is, if you've ever purchased the saddle pack at Costco, which is a 6-pocket product. So the meat comes in 6 pockets. It flips over and the 3 pockets kind of come together and get taped together. So you have 3 and 3 on each one, 3 on one side, 3 on the other side. And so we used to have people tape those saddle packs together by hand.
Wow.
And so they invented a machine that does the taping for us. And so we had one prototype, we put it on one of our ends of our lines, and it taped it great, and it worked. We used it for, I think, a month. And then we ordered 8 more.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
But the really cool thing is, we are not the only people that make saddle pack for Costco. So then other companies in the United States started ordering them as well. And so now they have product, you know, their prototype that is now a full-fledged machine all over the United States doing this in other plants across America. So
started right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And then they've filled in some gaps and some other things. They'll be out on our floor and they'll say, hey, we saw this and like we had this idea. Could this work? And so they've invented some other things for us, and they just continue to grow and keep developing things.
Yeah, you have to keep thinking about those things, don't you? There's always something along the line, isn't there?
Always changing, always improving, always growing.
Making life easier.
Yes, whatever we can do to streamline the process and make some of those jobs easier on employees, we try to do.
Yeah, and there's another area. Congratulations, first of all, to Fremont Automation. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So one of the areas that everybody knows we're very involved with is the rotisserie chicken at Costco. So that was kind of the way this business started, is Costco never wanted to run out of rotisserie chicken. And so that's one of the reasons they started the LPP. And one of the most challenging positions on the floor is to hand truss chickens.
Yeah,
and
I watched it.
Tara has been there. We suggested she should try it. They don't even let me do it anymore because I don't do it fast enough and I get in their way. But
yeah.
You know, in the beginning, when we were all slow, it was fine. But now that they know what they're doing, I'm not helpful.
You've got kicked out.
I got kicked
Darn
out.
It.
But the idea has been to get a machine that could trust the birds, so the human people don't have to do that.
And so when you say trust the bird, maybe explain to our listeners
what that
means.
So what
that
means is you take the wings and you pull them in, and then you tie them to the legs that are pulled in and crossed. Mm-hmm. And that way, when the chicken goes into the rotisserie oven on the spit, those, you know,
the wings
and the legs are pulled in so that the chicken is more, more compact and goes through that rotisserie more evenly. And so what we have is we have this band. It's like a big rubber band that they pull in those wings, pull the band down, pull the legs together and tie it.
All while everything is going like 5,000 miles an hour. All these chickens are rolling out in front of you really crazy. Quickly. Yeah.
So they do it very quickly. And it's, you know, you're using your fingers. I mean, think about... I know, Chris, you don't relate to this, but when we put in a ponytail, you know, you pull a rubber band and you twist it around. It's not, you know, sometimes you get your finger stuck in there and it's not fun. But it's the same kind of concept. And so we have found a machine in New Zealand that does this for us. And so now the job will change. So instead of trussing the bird, they will just put the bird in this little, on this little thing that
is also not my forte. I'm not very good at that either, but that's all right.
When you put it
there are some amazing people that can put them on there really fast.
So you put it on this, it's basically like in the machine, you have to put it in there by hand, and then it runs through, and then these magical robot fingers come along and truss the bird for you, and then it dumps it out on the end. And it's incredible. I mean, if you want to see the video sometime, come talk to me. It is so cool. Mm-hmm. I've never, like, I was so excited. I was jumping up and down. I was so excited when I saw the video. And so we didn't know if we'd be able to get them, but we asked right away when they became available. And so now we're getting them. And we went and told our people, and they, like, cheered. And it's really exciting.
Awesome. I'll bet they did. Oh, my gosh. Well, that means you'll have more people to be involved in community activities, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We still are doing a lot of things in the community, you know, trying to be involved with different events that are happening. You know, we were at the chamber dinner at the banquet the other night, and, you know, just there's lots of things that go on. So many different things in this community, which we love to be partners with and engage with. I've got people that are in the leadership class at the chamber. I've got people that are volunteering. People that are on the board, different boards in the community.
Hispanic Festival.
Yeah, my team's helping to really be involved in the Hispanic Festival. You know, just obviously Fremont Days. They're really, really excited about their float.
Back-to-back champions or something,
yeah,
right?
Back-to-back champions.
Going to go the three-peat
this
year?
They really want a three-peat. So they're already planning. With the theme. And yeah, so, you know, we want to be involved and we want to continue that. I think it's a really special part of our company, the amount of community engagement that we have.
Yeah, we're talking with Jessica Coulterman with Lincoln Premium Poultry. And when this all started, there was that concern, well, there's not enough people here for the workforce. Right now, how do you see it?
It's great. We are fully staffed with the exception of a few trade positions. So we're always looking for like mechanical people, technical people that can do some of like electrical work, automation, machinists, those kinds of roles. But for our general production, we are fully staffed. Most of those people work here in Fremont or they are, you know, have moved here because a family member who already lived here said, hey, you know, I have this job. I love it. Come work at my company. Yeah. So every week in orientation, I go through and say, what brought you to us? It's consistently family, friend. And so we're getting all of our people by referral and word of mouth, which is really great. I think we are very high in our application rate. I think I last heard we had like 25 applications coming in every day. But for those skilled ones, that's obviously the tight market.
Yeah.
So we do scholarships. If there's kids that are interested in going into electrical or automation, we'll work with them to look at opportunities in the community colleges, help fund some of that for them. We did put together a program that if a student is interested in that, if we have an opening, we can bring them in and pay for them to go to community college and then come work for us.
Very nice.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. School tours, have you been seeing much of that?
We do a lot of tours for like the leadership groups. We're constantly having requests. We, we'll give tours to anyone. It's we're very transparent. We're very open. Farm groups, FFA kids, college groups.
Did you create that tour guide position yet?
I know, Tara. I know that's what you want to do. I'm working on that. Actually, I have two really awesome tour guides.
You
that
do.
I used to be the only tour guide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got spread thin. And so I have two other team members that are doing it with me. And I have another one that's trained. So, you know, there's really three people that if I am not available for tour, I can usually find one of them to do it. But we all have normal all day jobs, you know, so it's kind of our fun thing to do. Plus we get some steps in.
That is very true.
Have you heard any? I know that we've had some delays along 275 because they're putting up signage, which means good things along the Southeast Beltway.
It's got to be coming really soon. I need to call over to our friends that are building that and be like, okay, when do we get to use it?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it's almost spring. And they kind of had said
the goal.
Spring
so
was the goal.
Yep. I should be like, we need to get that, you know, ribbon cutting on the books. I think Tara is anxious for that.
Yes,
too.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we're anxious for that.
So we'll see where they're at on that, but it'll be a game changer for us. Like, actually, I was kind of laughing. So we had a meeting, and we have our people at the live office. They have to come over to the plant for a meeting. So they run into the train. So they go around, run into the other train. You know, and I kind of like throw my hands up in the air and laugh because what are you going to do?
I know.
Right. But that'll be such a game changer for us to be able to get to our facility without multiple trains, you know, opportunities for being stopped.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming in
and
giving us the latest
you.
On what's happening there for sure. Chamber-wise, Tara Lee,
sir.
What's up?
Nothing tomorrow, which is kind of unusual because we like to have events on Friday, but enjoy your Friday. Not tomorrow. Jeez, it's only Wednesday. I'm way ahead of myself. But next week, we have Great Plains Communications Business After Hours on Tuesday. That is from 4 to 6 at the Bourbon Trail. So they are buying amazing drinks there for everyone, and La Hacienda will be catering that. So come on out to Bourbon Trail for Great Plains Communication on Tuesday, March 7th. Then next Thursday, I'm going to mention, because it's kind of a different day, it's Lutheran Schools Week. So Trinity is going to host a coffee on Thursday, which we don't do a lot of Thursday events. So mark that down, 9 to 10. It's a Christmas theme. Not sure why. It's Christmas Day during their National Lutheran Schools Week. So come on out and have some holiday spirit in March. We talked about the Excellence in Agriculture Awards Luncheon. That's March 21st. Tickets for that are on sale on the website, fremontne.org. So head over there and get those. And I have to pump it now because we are doing our Family Feud Farm Edition again that week during National Ag Week. That's that Thursday, the 23rd from 4 to 6 at RTG
LPP
Medical.
LPP will have a team.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Yeah. And so we did actually survey 100 farmers. They're new questions this year from last year.
Okay.
And we put the game together. And so if you have no ag knowledge, that's just fine. That makes it more entertaining for everybody sometimes too. But we're hoping to, you know, teach people a few things about the ag industry at that event also. But you can go to our website, fremontne.org, to sign up your team of four for just $25.
Good deal.